message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. It's my privilege and pleasure to welcome you this morning into God's presence. And I pray that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. We want to thank God for bringing us into the seventh month. Seven is very significant, like I told them yesterday. Seven, when Naaman was in chains, he had to be dipped into the River Jordan seven times and he was cleansed. When the wall of Jericho was standing as a stumbling block to the children of God, the Bible says they went about it six times, and on the seventh time, they went round it and they made a shout, and the wall fell. When God was creating the world, he created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. So this month, I know that the unusual shall happen in your life in Jesus' name. Areas you have been having apprehension and having difficulties, suddenly there will be a change in the name of Jesus. I can hear your loudest amen. I can hear your loudest amen. We started the 12 days of empowerment yesterday, and it was a great, great time. And today, being the second day, we'll move on in this breaking forth month. Breaking forth via thanksgiving. Breaking forth via thanksgiving. To break forth is not as difficult as people think. To succeed is not as problematic as people think it is. There is an easy path to break forth. There is a way to break forth cheaply. There is a way to break forth to the extent that you become a wonder to the entire nation. David speaking in Psalm 71 verse 7 says, I'm as a living wonder because thou art my strong refuge. That is, I'm a living wonder because you are my God and I praise you, I worship you regularly. Breaking forth is not as difficult as people think. And the shortest way is called thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. What is thanksgiving? In my own world, as God gave it to me, say thanksgiving is adoration, appreciation, acknowledgement of God for his deeds in one's life. I come again. The giving of adoration, the giving of appreciation and acknowledgement to God for all his deeds in one's life. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, the Bible says, in everything we should give thanks. In everything. Give me thanks. In Psalms 92, the Bible says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. That is, it is a wonderful thing. It is an awesome thing. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. May you do that good thing this morning in the name of Jesus. And I will bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2. And I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, and all that is within. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy. He has done great things. He has done great things. Where you are seated, just think of his the surest way to break forth. It's a sure way, sure banker. It's sure that if you're a thanksgiver, you must break forth. It is sure. And it is an outward, it is not a show, but a deliberate act of appreciation of God's magnanimity. You can just write mag if the English is so long. It is not a show, but an outward appreciation of God's magnanimity, God's mercy, the size of God's love to you. Now, when are we meant to thank God? When? Pastor, I'm meant to thank God. When? I'll just give you a few. There are many of them. Number one, when am I meant to thank God? When He has done for me what I can't do for myself. Like breath. Example is breath. Psalm 150 verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150 verse 6. Let everything that has breath. As long as this breath is in your nostrils, that is one of the times you should thank God. As the only people that can praise God are those who are dead in the grave. No more praises. No more praises. No more praises. But as long as you are on this face of life and on this side of life, one thing is necessary: thanksgiving. Number two, when am I meant to thank God? When you have obtained mercy. Psalm 118 verse 29. Anytime you have obtained mercy, you have to thank Him. Anytime, let them now that fear the Lord say that His mercy endureth. Anytime you have enjoyed mercy. Psalm 118:29-29. Anytime you have obtained, give thanks unto the Lord for His good, for His mercy endureth forever. Every time you have received mercy, if you don't want to become a mess, go to thanksgiving and thank God. If you don't want that mercy withdrawn, thank Him. Number three, when am I meant to thank God? When He has answered your prayers. Psalm 118 verse 5. Psalm 118 verse 5. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large room. He set me. Somebody is here this morning. God will set you in a large room. I prayed. Lord Jesus answered me. I pray,
Lord Jesus, answer me. It is well with my soul.
Now, anytime you have prayed and He has answered you, the next thing is for you to thank Him. Anytime you have raised your voice to say, Father, I need this. Father, I need money, and you got a lot. Father, I need to pass this exam, and you passed it. Father, I need you to help my son to pass this TAMS exam excellently, and he came out excellently. Father, as I'm traveling on this journey, Father, let me arrive safely, and you landed safely. He deserves your thanksgiving. Number four, when am I meant to thank God? When you notice His hand in your situation and circumstances. Psalm 118 verse 23. Psalm 118:23. This is the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our sight. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. I want to ask you this morning, is God's doing marvelous in your eyes? Then you need to thank Him. Anytime you see Him doing marvelous things, you are marvelous. Yeah. You are marvelous. Yeah. You are marvelous. Yeah. Marvelous, yeah.
Marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah.
Marvelous, yeah.
Don't tempt me too much. I want to try to round off very early today. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So anytime you see His marvelous hand Raise your marvelous hand to thank him. Anytime you have noticed his marvelous works, what you did not deserve, he gave it to you. A position you did not qualify for, he placed you there. Overnight, God changed decision for you. You were supposed to be somewhere, and suddenly, God just made you to be in another greater, higher place. You were supposed to go to a particular school, lower. All of a sudden, your name appeared in a better place. You were supposed to be at the back. Suddenly, you found yourself at the forefront. What you need to do is to give him thanks. Number what now? Number five? Are we going to number five? Okay. When are we meant to thank God to break forth? Number four, number five is when you are expecting something big. Anytime you are expecting something big, give God big thanks for what he has done for you before. That was David's secret. In Psalm 119 verse 164, the Bible says 7 times a day, David was involved in praising God. 7 times in a day. And I wonder, why was David so addicted to praising God? David was always expecting something big from God. He was a small boy, but he was expecting something big. And I'll give you an example this morning. The Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 13, as soon as the ark of God, not a miracle, just the ark of God, was retrieved from the house of Obed-Edom, and David received the ark, he started dancing. And it was so that when they that brought the ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed oxen and fattens. And David, now look at this. This is a very interesting story. The Bible did not say that the ark of God dropped a baby for David. In fact, at that time, Michal's wife was barren. The Bible did not say that at that time David had malaria or typhoid or spinal cord injury and he was healed. The Bible did not say that David just bought a Rolls Royce or a Prado or a Pajero Jeep or a BMW 2017 model. He received the ark and he moved into thanks. He said, if I can receive this ark, something is coming. It's like saying, if I can receive this ID card, graduation is coming. It's like saying, if I can get this job, blessing is coming. It's like saying, if I'm alive, the future is bright. It's like saying, if I have breasts, I will get my own children and feed them with it. Hello. That was the kind of thing David did. He was expecting something big and he went straight into big thanks. Now move on now. You see the way. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. A man that has not received any material. That's why many miss it. I'm waiting for God. God is the one waiting for you. I'm waiting for God to step in. God is waiting for your steps. When God sees your step, he will step into your case. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was guarded with a linen ephod. Now go on now. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting. Okay, ark. Is the ark putting money in his pocket? Is the ark going to give him a ticket to Switzerland? The fact that God even showed up first, he started dancing. That's why you must not wait for feelings or to wait for things before you thank God. It is when you thank God that the things come. And many are waiting. I'm waiting. That's why many are wasting. I'm waiting for God to do it before I thank him. I am waiting. I am waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Waiting for what? Proceed in thanksgiving, in appreciation. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing. The wife was surprised. For what reason? I look out, I didn't see any new car. Pregnancy, I don't have. What is special that my husband is dancing about? Okay, what has God done for us now? Despite all our prayer points and our prayer card is filled with prayer points. Yet, this man is dancing. What kind of man is this? Get me my prayer card. Get it for me. Why is this man dancing? Prayer card new. Expectation sleep. My sleep is filled with requests, and all these requests have not been answered. Okay, why is this man dancing? Ilode. Is it, are you a mugunistic mugun? Are you a dumb person? What is it? That's how to break forth. And the Bible said, the woman that refused to thank God, she stood permanently in the breakdown situation till her death. That's Michal. To go to the next verse, the Bible says she was the only, the last verse in that particular chapter, the Bible says she was the only woman. She till her death, she was down till the time she lost her breath. Verse 23. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. She died in a breakdown situation. I prayed a prayer during the marriage program on Monday, and I was happy many women that were at that program prayed that prayer very well. And I want to pray it again today. Nobody will take your place, so. All those who are jogging to take over your place, God will disappoint them. You know why? You will not die and your husband will not die. I can't hear your amen. Let me hear an international amen. You will not die and your husband will not die. You know how some men, let me say men, how some men do. It will take time to replace this kind of woman. On the day they are burying herself, the man will still ask for, give me pound of yam with seven beef. I feel weak. I want to eat something good. On the day they are burying her, put a foriro. Put it there. But she cursed it. Why? Because she allowed herself to be in a breakdown situation. She was waiting for when she will get it before she will thank God. I don't know what God has promised you. I don't know what God has said you are going to become. Start thanking Him now so that you can get there. He said you are going to get married, yes. But don't wait until that time. He said you are going to have a baby, yes. Don't wait until that time. He said you are going to be very big with businesses. Don't wait until that time. He said you are going to drive cars with siren following you. Yes. Very soon. Some of you that are here, you have cars. You will change those cars and you will change them to mega cars. And the ones that don't have, they will soon have their own. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. I don't know where you see yourself, but where I'm seeing you, very soon, the Almighty God will take you to where I'm seeing you. I say, God will take you to where I'm seeing you being. That high level that God wants to take you to, it will take you there speedily. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number 6. When am I meant to thank God? When you don't know what else to do. When you don't know what other thing you can do. Okay, I have gotten to a point I don't even know what to do again. Okay, what do I do now? I tried this one, it didn't work. I tried that one, it didn't work. I moved like this, it didn't move. Yet the next thing is thanksgiving. That was what happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I don't have time to read it. When Joseph was attacked, nations came against him. And the Bible says, in that place, he said, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. And the Bible said, they appointed singers and they began to sing. When you don't know what next to do, thank Him. There's a song in Yoruba. Ọpẹ ló ń jẹrẹ, ejẹba, ejẹ kọkọrẹ o, ọpẹ ló ń jẹrẹ.
ọpẹ́ o, ọpẹ́ ló ń jẹrẹ, ọpẹ́ o,
ọpẹ́ ló ń jẹrẹ,
ìjẹ̀bà, ìjẹ̀ kọkọrẹ o,
ọpẹ́ ló ń jẹrẹ,
ọpẹ́ ọpẹ́ ni, ọpẹ́ ló ń jẹrẹ,
hallelujah,
ọpẹ́ ló ń jẹrẹ, ìjẹ̀bà, ìjẹ̀ kọkọrẹ o,
ọpẹ́ ló ń jẹrẹ.
This God, He will shower His blessings on you. And quickly this morning, what is the connection between thanksgiving and breaking forth? Is there any connection between your thanksgiving and your break forth, your change of levels? Is there anything that ties them together? Yes. Number one, thanksgiving is what invites God's presence into your situation. That's connection number one. Connection number one between thanksgiving and breaking forth is that thanksgiving calls God into your situation. I don't know what you are passing through this morning. I want you to call God in with your thanksgiving. I don't want you to be a murmurer or a complainer this morning. I don't want you to be somebody who will murmur. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10 that they don't be destroyed like some were destroyed because they murmured. They murmured, and because of their murmuring, they were destroyed. Now that you murmur, and some of them also murmured and were every murmurer is a potentially destroyed person. Oh God. Oh God. If not because pastor even said I should thank you, said, why do I need to thank you? I've been calling on you, you didn't answer me. I will show you Pepe. I will show you Pepe. Number two, what is the connection between your thanksgiving and your breaking forth? Thanksgiving makes heaven perfect what He has started in your life. I don't know what God has started in your life, maybe in your business, in your marriage, in your education. God will perfect it today. Luke chapter 17 from verse 13 to 19, particularly the Bible says, talking about the story of the 10 lepers. The Bible says that Jesus was moving. And then he saw 10 lepers and He had mercy on them. God, we have mercy on you today. And the Bible says that these 10 lepers, Jesus spoke to them, go and meet your priest, go and meet your pastor. And the Bible says, as they turned and were moving, instantly they were healed. And the Bible speaking said, these ones, only one of them returned. All the others went into beer parlors, went to visit friends, went to different places, went to the farm, you know. Only one person said, just like that. Someone said, just like that. That is why I know for somebody like this morning, as you thank God, just like that, this morning, He will settle your case. God just spoke to me now that there's somebody here, you have been seeing a dead relative in your dreams often. Will be coming to you or talking to you or having some form of interaction, and there's no connection between the dead and the living. And so this morning, that connection is broken in the name of Jesus. That connection, that relationship, that friendship with the dead is broken this morning in the name of Jesus. And you will testify in Jesus' name. Now listen to this. Every time you want God to perfect what He has started in your life, ensure you thank Him. And the Bible says one person came and said, Father, I thank you. He fell down on his face at His feet. He went down. I have returned. I have come back to say thank you. I'm here to thank you for what you have done for me. All I can say to you is thank you, Lord. Who am I that you even remembered me? What have I done for you? Tithe, I won't pay. Offering, I will not drop. To do work in church, sometimes I'm not available, but you still remember me. You love me, and I cannot say why. And Jesus says, stand up. Okay, what's happening here? I remember there were 10 of you that I blessed. Where are all the others? Sir, they have gone. Sir, how come? They didn't come back to return the glory to me. All right, since you are the only one that returned back, what I've started in your life is perfected. And He said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made you whole. You are what the leprosy has gone totally. The others, it was gone to a reasonable extent, but your own is perfected totally. You are cleansed totally. The seed of leprosy is never in your blood again. You know how it is when you use malaria drug and then you feel okay for some time, and after some time the malaria is as if it's relapsing, because the malaria seed is still in the blood small. When you want God to perfect everything, perfect your thanks. When you want God to thank, to bless you and perfect what He has started. I appreciate God for all the young people here who are some of the students. You are doing what is right. Because as a student, after every exam in those days, I will always report back to the sports center and thank God. Sometimes I'll be seeing some of my colleagues, they'll be going to be, after this difficult course, see this boy, I can't nonsense. What's he doing there? It shall be well with you. You know what? You have started well, you end well. Ori re re lori mi o, ori re re, ori re re lori mi o, ori re re. Mo ti kekere mo se Oluwa, mo si tu dagba sinu imole o. A ori re re lori mi se. You know, for all of us here, because we are all young, I can't see any 90-year-old person here, or even 80 years old. I stand to be corrected, but I cannot see. And if you are less than that bracket, I believe you are still young, because you have a long way to go. Please don't stop thanking God. Don't stop, because as you continue, it will perfect what concerns you in Jesus' name. Number three, connection between breaking forth and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving invites God to do more. Somebody say more. If more is your desire, thanksgiving is a requirement. Learn to focus on God and then He will do more. Number four, because of our time, I want to move now. What is the connection? Thanksgiving provokes a change. Every time you need a change, every time your desire is a change, every time your longing is a change, thanksgiving is what you require. Every time you want things to change for you, and that's why I know somebody is here today, things will change for you for the better. I said things will change for you for the better. Your address will change. Your address will change. Things will get better for you in the name of Jesus. Number five, what is the connection between thanksgiving and breaking forth? Thanksgiving is what adds color to a Christian's existence. Everyone that is a Christian, that is a non-thanksgiver, lacks color. Everyone that is a Christian that wants color, that is God to decorate him or her, what you need is to thank Him. And number six, thanksgiving is the gateway to God bringing forth multiplication in every areas of your life. You want things to multiply for you now. You want things to work better. You want things to work even yet more. Become a thanksgiving. What is my counsel today to you as I round up? My counsel number one is learn to thank God in all circumstances. No matter what the circumstances, lift your voice in thanks. If you have in abundance, thank Him. If it's as if something is lacking, thank Him. If it's as if something has not gotten to where you want it to get to, thank Him. Counsel number one is learn to thank God. If possible, get a jotter for thanksgiving, where every day you put the date and you list things. You can list like 10 things per day. you see, you must do this consciously. Thanksgiving is something you must do consciously. You mustn't make mistake about it. Father, I thank you today for breath. Father, I thank you today for strength. Father, I thank you today for resources in my pocket. Father, I thank you today for salvation of my soul. Father, I thank you today because of the friends you have put beside me. Father, I thank you today for the job that I do. Father, I thank you today for the opportunity to serve you. Father, I thank you today for the grade I had last semester. Father, I thank you today for the promotion I had last year. Father, I thank you today for ability to pay my rent last month. It must be a conscious thing that you do every day. Number two counsel is, don't allow your needs to blindfold you. Bring that. When somebody is blindfolded, stand up. When somebody is blindfolded, all right, I'm stretching some hands now. Can you tell me how many hands I'm stretching? Eh? You can't see anything. Eh? Ah. Okay. I'm holding on to something now and I'm raising it up. Can you tell me what it is? You can't see anything. Eh? What do you say?
I can't see anything now.
Eh? Okay. I remove that shield of blindfoldedness in Jesus' name. I'm raising something up now. Can you see it? What is it? What is the color of the... Eh? No, look very well. What's wrong with you? Eh? Eh? Gray. Okay. All right. Take. God bless you. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big clap this morning. Don't allow your needs to blindfold you. Don't allow what you need to blindfold you that you cannot see what God is doing currently. God is working. He's working. Now, the job is not yet completed, but it's working. Hello? The assignment on your life is not a concluded case, but it's working. It is not yet a finished product, but it's doing something. Thank Him for that. Thank Him for that. And then He will finish what He has started. And lastly, develop a tireless thanksgiving spirit. A tireless thanksgiving spirit. A tireless thanksgiving spirit is a spirit that thanks God all the time, tirelessly. You are not tired. In the morning, you are thanking Him. Lord, in the morning, Lord, in the evening, Lord, I'm going to praise you all the time. Lord, Lord, in the morning, Lord, in the evening, Lord, I'm going to praise you all. Lord, in the morning, Lord, in the morning, Lord, I'm going to thank you all the time. I'm going to thank you all the time. Lord, in the morning, Lord. Of a thanksgiving. Always. Morning. Afternoon. Evening. Night. Midnight. Sometimes when I'm thanking God in the night, I'm wondering that I hope I'm not disturbing the neighborhood. In those days, maybe years ago, maybe five, maybe six, 7 years ago, when I'm thanking God in the night, sometimes my wife will come and say, ah, your voice. But this day she doesn't bother again. Because she knows it's a permanent permanently involved in it. It's a permanent act. I welcome you into this class of people that are permanently addicted to thanking God. Your life will never be the same again. Now listen to this as I round up to this morning. What is the essence of raising one's voice to thank God when one is not born again? Until there is a reconciliation between you and God, thanking God is a wasted effort.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.